Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
It's good to be with you again this year.
很高兴今年又能够和大家在一起。
We have done so many young people's conferences here in Toronto.
我们已经来多伦多青年的特会有好多年了。
That my former students now have gray hair.
就是我以前的学生现在已经有白头发了。
Thank you for your prayers as we prepare for this youth weekend.
我们实在要谢谢弟兄姊妹们为我们的代祷，在我们预备这次特会的工作上。
I want us to immediately look at several scriptures in the Word.
我们就来看几处的圣经。
We'll begin in John 14.
我们先来看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2.
约翰福音第十四章第一、第二节。
Very familiar scripture.
是我们非常熟悉的圣经。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
约翰福音第十四章第一节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And then in John 15, verses 4 through 7.
然后在约翰福音第十五章第四节到第七节。
Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches.He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音第十五章第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
Then we want to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
然后我们要来看提摩太前书第三章。
Just verses 14 through 16.
第十四到十六节。
I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. By common confession...Great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
提摩太前书第三章第十四节，我指望快到 你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，这里的柱石和根基，大在近前的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人顺服，被接到荣耀。
And then a passage in Revelation chapter 21.
然后我们来看启示录第二十一章。
Revelation 21, verses 2 through 4.
启示录第二十一章第二节到第四节。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away.
启示录第二十一章第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降， 预备好了，就像新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And then finally, 1 Peter and chapter 2, verses 4 through 8.
最后我们来看彼得前书第二章第四到第八节。
And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed.
彼得前书第二章第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
This preciousness then is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，向人所弃的石头已做了绊脚的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，猎人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样的绊跌也是预定的。
I suppose that you have realized that these five portions of scripture all have to do with the house of God.
我想弟兄姊妹们都注意到，我们所读的五处的圣经都是跟神的住所有关系的。
I recently took a trip to Russia and came back with this one thought on my mind.
最近我有机会到了苏联，我回来的时候就一直有这个的意念。
I have gone out to Russia several times to minister there in near Siberia, in the very heart of the country.
我已经到过苏联几次了，都是在那里为主说话，我到过比较偏僻的，就是近西伯利亚的那一边的地方。
And they asked me to come and help them teach the word, but indeed, I find when I go, they help me.
他们就请我到那里用话语来帮助他们，但结果我到了那里，我就发现实在是他们帮助了我。
The work of God is very young in these two cities I go to.
神的工作在这两个我所到的城市还是非常新的。
These works began since the Iron Curtain fell in 1993.
在那里的工作是在1993年天幕开始撤毁的时候开始的。
So most of the Christians are new Christians.
所以大部分的基督徒都是新的基督徒。
And most of the work is very young.
大部分的工作都还是非常的初期的。
And you can see God's hand moving sovereignly in their midst.
但是你实在看见神大能的手在他们中间工作。
Now they have no prosperity.
他们没有什么的繁荣。
They don't have homes, they live and share apartments together.
他们没有自己的住处，他们是大家分住一层同住一层的房子。
The government is persecuting them.
政府在这个时候也在逼迫他们。
While I was there in April,
我四月的时候在哪里？
I was speaking at a retreat.
在那里有一次的特会，我在那里讲。
And at the church building, some policemen came with masks and arrested 37 of them and took them to jail.
就在我们聚会的时候，有一些戴着那个面罩的警察就来了，他们就带走了37个人，把他们下在监里。
And the police harassed them and questioned them and put their fingerprints on the thing and then release them the next day.
警察呢就在那里呢要给他们麻烦，就对他们问话，也呢打了他们的指模，第二天就把他们放出来了。
I saw many of those 37 because actually they are students in their Bible school.
我认识这几37位的弟兄姊妹们，因为他们是在那里的圣经学校的学生。
I was with a group of Americans who were very afraid of this persecution.
有一班在美国与我一起去的，他们都很害怕这样的逼迫。
But the young Christians in Russia weren't afraid at all.
但是在苏联，这些年轻的信徒们，他们一点也没有害怕。
When I asked them how they were doing, they said, "Praise God."
当我问他们你们怎么了，他们都说感谢神。
Why should we fear? We're in the hand of God.
我们不用惧怕，因为我们在神的手中。
And as I observe them every time I go,
每一次我去的时候，我观看他们。
And give to them what I can of Christ that I know.
我尽我所能的与他们分享基督。
I also notice that they have some things that we are missing.
我也注意到他们有一些东西是我们所没有的。
And so since my return, this one thought has been in my mind.
所以当我回来以后，一直在我的心里有这一个的思想。
It is the preciousness of the home of God.
就是神的家的宝贵。
Now you know in English we have a saying that you might have a house, but you don't have a home.
你知道在英语里面有一句话，你可能有一个住所，但你没有一个家。
And you know, we as Christians talk very much about the house of God.
我们基督徒常常都讲到神的家。
It's a doctrine.
这是一个教条。
It's a concept.
这是一个概念。
For some people, it's even a building.
对某些人来说，只不过是一座建筑物。
Now in Russia, they don't have a building.
你知道在苏联，他们没有建筑物。
They have to meet in homes.
他们需要在家里聚会。
And they rent out movie theaters that smell like tobacco and alcohol.
有的时候他们要住这个戏院，里面呢那个烟和酒的味道很浓的。
They have no outward house.
他们在外面没有一个建筑物。
But they know the preciousness of God's home.
但是他们实在认识神的家的宝贵。
And sometimes with us and all of our prosperity and all of our building,
你知道我们呢？这里呢，我们非常的繁荣，我们有许多的建筑物。
We have lost the preciousness.
但是我们却失去了那个宝贵。
We may know the doctrines of the house of God.
我们可能对神的家的教条非常的认识。
But I was convicted how much more we need to understand the preciousness of God's home.
但是实在他们叫我看见神家的宝贵。
Now when you read these scriptures, you can see.The preciousness of God's home.
当我们来读这几处的圣经的时候，我们就发现神的家是何等的宝贵。
You see the word precious used a number of times in 1 Peter chapter 2.
在彼得前书第二章这里就有几次用宝贵这两个字。
And we see the secret of the preciousness of God's home.
我们知道神家宝贵的秘密在哪里。
It's because there's a precious cornerstone in that home.
因为在这个家里面有一块宝贵的房角石。
It's the preciousness of the presence of the Lord Jesus that makes this home of value.
它的宝贵乃是因着他有主的同在，所以这个家才有价值。
This word precious in the original language means something that's very expensive.
宝贵这两个字在原文乃是说到有一些东西是非常珍贵的。
It means something that really costs somebody a lot.
是非常昂贵的，是我们需要付代价的。
The preciousness of God's home.
神家的宝贵。
Maybe we think this is a little strange, this word precious, coming from the Apostle Peter.
或者我们看使徒用这个宝贵这两个字好像有点奇怪。
Would you define the Apostle Peter as a precious brother?
你会不会说使徒彼得是一位宝贵的弟兄呢？
He's a little rough and tough.
你知道他是一个比较粗的人。
He's a good brother.
他是好的人。
But Peter saw something.
但是彼得看见一些的东西。
He saw the preciousness of the Lord Jesus.
他看见主耶稣的宝贵。
When Jesus said, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church."
当主耶稣说你是你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这石头上。
And now, as he writes this letter, he reflects upon this rock upon which the home is built.
当他写这里的圣经的时候，他就思想这里所讲到的石头。
And Peter's thought is full of.How precious is that stone?
现在他说这里都是充满了这些的活石，是何等的宝贵。
It gives value to the whole house.
这就叫这个住所蛮有价值。
Do you know that Peter uses this word more than anybody else in the New Testament?
你知道新约里面彼得用宝贵这两个字比任何的人都要多。
It's also Peter who talks in chapter 1 of the precious blood.
在第一章里面彼得也讲到宝血。
Do we realize its value?
我们有没有认识血的宝贵呢？
Also in chapter 1 he talks about our precious faith.
在第一章他也讲到我们宝贵的信心。
More costly than gold.
比金子还要宝贵。
And then when he goes on and talks further, he talks about the precious promises.
然后他又讲到宝贵的应许。
And then he also talks about sisters who are precious because they have a gentle spirit.
然后他又讲到有些的姊妹他们是何等的宝贵，因为他们的心里是何等的温柔。
And you're right. Peter is evaluating everything in terms of the preciousness of Jesus.
对的，彼得他用什么来评价什么是宝贵或者不宝贵呢？乃是借着主来评价。The
more we're built upon that precious stone,
主越在这宝贵的石头上建造,
the more his preciousness comes through.
他的宝贵就更被显出来。Let's
think about the preciousness of God's home.
让我们一同来思想神家的宝贵,
that we might understand it and evaluate it properly.
让我们能够明白, 也能够有一个正确的估价。
How precious is God's home?
神的家对你有多宝贵呢?
You notice I'm not using the word house.
你注意到我没有用神的住所。
I want it to be personal to you.
我要这个对你来说是非常有个人感的。
Let's just think about these scriptures I spoke on for a moment.
好不好,我们一同思想我们刚才所读过的几处的圣经。
You remember in John 14 that Jesus said, In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
你记得在约翰福音第14章,主耶稣说,在我父的家里有许多住处。
Now that Father's house we see fulfilled in Revelation chapter 21.
这个父家的住处我们就看见在启示录第21章就实现了。
Now we know when we study the book of Revelation, whenever a voice comes from the throne, it's God's estimation and very important that this.
我们每次读启示录,我们读到有声音从天上出来的时候,我们就知道这是非常重要的,因为这是神的话。
And when the New Jerusalem comes down,
当新的耶路撒冷降下来,
what does God say?
神说什么呢?
What is His central thought?
他中心的思想在哪里呢?
Behold, the house of God is with men.
看啊, 神的帐幕在人间。
And men can dwell with God, and God can dwell with men. So intimate, so one, forever and ever.
人能够与神同住, 神要与人同住, 是那样的亲密, 是永远的合一的。
In that preciousness, He wipes away every tear and takes away all pain.
在这个宝贵的里面, 他就擦去一切的眼泪, 他就拿去一切的疼痛。
Oh, we think of the Father's house being prepared for us.
当我们想到神的家为我们预备好了,
it will be precious.
这是何等的宝贵。
The tabernacle of God is with men.
神的帐幕在人间。
Can you imagine fellowshipping every day and seeing God face to face?
你能不能够想象每一天与神面对面和他交通呢?
And He speaks to you by name.
他要按名来与你说话。
He'll have a long day of interviews every day.
每一天你都有一个很长的面见。
But it's okay, we have eternity.
但是没关系,因为我们有永远的时间。
Maybe there's some kind of walkie-talkie system where he can talk to everybody throughout the day.
可能呢,在那里呢,他有那个手提的通信的电话,可以每一天和你说话。
But we'll see him every day.
我们每一天可以看见他。
And you will never think this grows old.
你永远不会说这个已经变成老旧了。But
wait!
但是等一下,
John chapter 15,
在约翰福音第15章,
Jesus is trying to help the disciples understand that God's house is not a building like a temple.
主耶稣要叫门徒们认识神的家不是一座的建筑物。
I know you've made the connection from John chapter 14 to John chapter 15.
我知道弟兄姊妹们都能够把约翰第14章和15章连起来。
I know you understand that the many dwelling places in the house of God
你也知道在神的家里有许多的住处,
is you.
就是你。
Because the same word dwelling place in the original language is the same word abide in me.
因为原文的里面, 住处就是当主耶稣说, 你们要住在我里面。
He says, home in me, and I in you.
他说, 你们要以我作家, 我也要以你作家。
Right now on earth,
就在这个地上,
you're God's home.
你坐在，你就是神的家。
He abides in you.
他就住在你的里面。
You abide in him.
你也在他里面。
Isn't that precious?
这是不是宝贵呢？
This is such a precious reality.
这是实在是何等宝贵的事实。
I'm afraid many Christians just take it la la la.
恐怕许多的基督徒都啊当这个是很无所谓的事。
That's how you say la la la. People say, "Oh yeah, he abides in me." Ah,、oh, man.
哎，有人就说他住在我里面。
好好。Yes. But you know, this reality of his abiding in us is such a precious thing.
但是这个主住在我们里面的这个事实，实在是非常的宝贵。
What a costly.
这是一件非常王贵有价值的事。
And there's something about preciousness that must be noted.
你知道，当我们讲到宝贵的时候，我们需要注意到一些的事。
Something that's precious can easily be lost.
宝贵的东西很容易失去。
It's not that the relationship is fragile.
而不是说这个关系非常的脆弱。
Because we know in this abiding relationship there's pruning, so it's a very durable relationship.
因为我们知道在这个关系里面主是一直在修剪的，所以应该是非常内用的。
But to live in the reality of this abiding life,
但是要活在这一个的实际的里面，
there must be constant communion.
我们必须要有不断的交通。
There must be hourly dialogue.
每一个小时我们必须要有说话。
Even when we're wrestling with God over something.
就是当我们与神之间有挣扎的时候。
Don't walk away from the Spirit.
不要从这个灵里出去。
Because although in one sense every Christian abides in Christ, we know this is true.
因为从一方面来说，我们知道每一个基督徒都是在住在主里面，这是事实。
But this abiding reality in our experience causes the writer John to say, if you abide,In him,
但是我们实在的经历，就叫约翰要在这里指出，我们落在他里面，他就要在我们里面。
We have a choice whether we want to abide in this unbroken communion.
在这个世上，我们有一个拣选，我们是不是要与主有不断的交通呢
？It's a very, very precious thing.
这是一件非常宝贵的事。
And when you're abiding in this reality, people can see God in His home.
当你住在这一个宝贵的事实的里面，神就看见，神实在，人就能够看见，主实在是居住在这个宝贵的家里面。
But I want to focus on the preciousness of God's home as our assembling together.
但是我今天早上要用我们一同聚集在一起来讲到神的家。
Peter is talking about the spiritual house that God is building.
彼得在这里讲到一个属灵的居所，就是神所建造的。
This is a very precious thing to God.
这对神来说是一件非常宝贵的事。
There is a man in New Zealand who has made a tremendous model of the Herod Temple.
在纽西兰有一个人，他就做了一个模型，就是一个非常宏伟的希律的殿。
And now I am studying this in my time.
我有时我空闲的时间我就看这个。
And you realize how much care was given to every detail of priestly duty in this temple.
你就看见在这个殿里面每一样的事都需要有非常精细的打算和安排的。
There was many furnitures and many utensils in the temple of Herod.
很多的家私和家具都要在殿里面安排好。
They were all made of precious material.
他们都是用宝贵的材料来做的。
They were all handled with great care.
他们都是要非常小心的来做的。
The priest walked into the temple with regular clothes on, took a shower. They had a whole section of showers and cleansing pools before they ever went into service.
当祭司要进到圣殿的里面，他们先到一个地方洗干净了，然后穿好穿。换了衣服才能够进到圣所里面。
And those priests and those Levites did everything with such preciousness.
这些的祭司，这些的利未人，他们每做一件事都是那样的宝贵。
But this was just an outward house.
但是这不过是外面的住所。
How much more precious God's household today?
但是今天神的家比那一个要宝贵多少呢？
We come to him as living stone.
我们来到主的面前，好像活石一样。
And as living stones, we lay ourselves against that precious cornerstone.
我们这些的活石就被安放在宝贵的房角石上。
We find our value as we're built around that cornerstone.
当我们被建造这房角石的上面的时候，这一个是何等的有价。
How precious is the home of God?
神的家是何等的宝贵。
We have to say that throughout the history of the church,
我们必须说在神的家的历史的里面，这个教会的历史里面，
this preciousness gets quickly and easily lost.
这个宝，这一个的宝贵，很容易的，很快的就失去了。
The externals begin to be emphasized.
我们就开始注重外表。
And even the seven churches in the book of Revelation,
这是在启示录讲到七教会的时候，
have lost something of that precious.
他们也失去了神的家的宝贵。
How did they lose it?
他们怎么样失去的呢？
I just want to give us a little comparison here.
我在这里要给你们做一个的比较。
To encourage you not to lose the precious.
好，鼓励弟兄姊妹们不要失去这个的宝贵。
In 1 Peter chapter 2,
在彼得前书第
二章， one of the translations,
其中的一个翻译，
says to him who believes, his is the preciousness.
对那些信他的，主所有的就是他的宝贵。
Everything to do with Christ is what makes us precious.
凡是与基督有关的，这就是我们宝贵的原因。
Now, as we look at this house of God,
当我们来看神的家的时候，
just to let you see that it's real, this building of living stones together.
我们需要看见这些活石被建造，实在是一件真实的事。
We want to go back to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们要回头来看提摩太前书第三章。
Because these few words here in Timothy speak regarding the preciousness of God's house.
因为在提摩太前书第三章这里，简单的几个字就讲到神的家的宝贵。
And we can see the preciousness there.
我们就看见这里的宝贵。
Now Paul wrote this book at the latter part of his ministry.
保罗实际上写这本书的时候，乃是在执事的后半的时候。
And the Lord had already been using him for years as a wise master builder, seeing the church of God being built in several cities.
神已经是用他在许多的城市里面做了聪明的管工的。
But do you think Paul got the cynical about the house of God?
你看保罗对神的家是不是还是存着一些怀疑或者讥诮的态度呢？
You think he looked at the church in an external way?
他是不是从外表来看教会呢？
Just looking at the people,
看看这些人，
saying we have to shake that brother up.
我这个弟兄他要修理修理。
We need to tell that sister stop talking.
这位姊妹他要住口了。
Just doing things in an outward way.
就是在外表外面要做一些的事。
Well, I have to admit,
我必须承认。
When I went to school to study for ministry,
当我去神学院
读书的时候， we studied First Timothy.
我们读到提摩太前书。
And our dear professor,
我们的教授，
he taught us that this book is a minister's handbook.
他就叫我们说这是一些侍奉主的人的手册。
Now you have many duties.
你现在有许多的责任。
You have to pick elders and deacons.
你要选这个长老和执事。
You have to lead prayer meeting.
你要带领祷告的聚会。
You have to get more contributions from rich people.
你知道要从有钱的弟兄姊妹们里面，他们要这么多奉献。
Timothy tells you how to do it.
提摩太告诉你怎么样做。
Study it, handbook.
手册要好好的读。
So I never liked the book.
所以我不喜欢这卷书。
Because I never read the manual.
因为我什么事我都不看这个说明书的。
When I have a computer, I just make mistakes and learn.
我有了一部的电脑，我就靠着犯错来学。
But I realize now,
this book
Timothy is full of precious.
提摩太这本书实在是何等的充满了宝贵。
Paul is handling the household of God with very tender fingers.
保罗在这里，他实在是非常的小心的来摸教会的事。
I realize that the center of this book indeed was right here in these verses in chapter 3.
我知道这本书的中心实在就在第三章这几节的圣经里面。
Why did he write the book?
他为什么写这本书呢？
We see in verse 14.
我们看见在第十四节。
I'm writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long, but in case I'm delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
他说我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会。
Now here in English we see that the distinction is made between a house and a household.
在这里，在英文里面，你就看见这里，他们有讲到神的居所和神的家的分别。
Already we understand he's trying to teach us how we should conduct ourselves in the home of God.
在这里，保罗，我们已经看见保罗要告诉我们在神的家里面，我们当怎样行。
And then he speaks much in a few words regarding the essence of this home of God.
在简单的几句话里面，他就讲出这个家的精要。
Let's look at the three definitions.
我们来看这里所讲到的三个的定义。
First of all, it is the church of the living God.
首先我们看见这里说到是永生神的教会。
That's what makes the home precious.
这就是神家宝贵的原因。
And then secondly, it is the pillar and support of the truth.
第二，它是真理和柱石的根基。
And third,
第三,
this home lives in the mystery of godliness. This is a precious home. I will define it by means of comparison. Because we know that about 5 years later, perhaps, at least 5 years, Paul wrote 2 Timothy. And already, the preciousness has been lost. Can you believe it so quickly?
你能够想象吗？你能够相信吗？那么快就失去了。
And Paul has to change his mode of instruction to Timothy.
保罗就在那里要改变他教导提摩太的方法。
Because in 2 Timothy, a certain preciousness has been lost in the home.
因为在提摩太后书，你就看见这个家的宝贵有一部分已经失去了。
Now, if you will put your finger in the 1 Timothy and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2,
好不好？我们来看提摩太后书第二章。
We'll just read a few verses.
我们来读几处的是几节的圣经。
Verse 20. Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, some to honor and some to dishonor.
提摩太后书第二章第二十节，在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必用，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Now, from this 2 Timothy, we see that for ever since the days of Paul, there are two houses existing as the church upon this earth.
从提摩太后书，我们就看见，从保罗那段时间开始，我们就看见在世上有两种的家。
In 1 Timothy, there's the home of God, the church of the living God.
在提摩太前书，我们就看见神的家就是永生神的教会。
And then 2 Timothy, there's the large house.
然后在提摩太后书，我们就看见有大户的人家。
Now something has happened.
你看，有些事情发生了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because first we see the very definition of the home.
因为首先我们看见家的定义。
How is the home defined in 1 Timothy?
在提摩太前书，家是怎么样做定义的呢？
It's God's home.
是神的家。
When you go in there, you meet God.
你进到里面，你就遇见神。
His presence is very real.
他的同在是非常真实的。
Indeed, it's the preciousness of the home.
他就是家宝贵的原因。
God is speaking.
神在说话。
God is loving.
神在爱。
God is convicting.
神在指出。
God's light is there.
神的光在哪里？
Oh, how do you describe the home?
你怎么样来形容这个家呢？
Only one description.
只有一个的形容。
God's house.
神的家。
In 2 Timothy,
在提摩太后书呢,
we define the house now by its size.
现在我们要用它的大小来做定义。
There's an interesting matter regarding the present day church. You see in this?
你知道在今天的教会就是这样的光景。
Because actually it says literally in the Greek,
因为在希腊原文里面实在就是这样说,
it's the mega house.
这是巨型的家。
large houses, the Greek word mega.
很大的,巨大的家.
Now, how is this house defined?
那这个家是怎么样来做定义呢?
Now, these are God's people.
这是神的子民.
These are Christians.
这些是基督徒.
Now, they're built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
他们是在基督做根基的上面来建造的.
But the house is defined by size.
但是现在的房子呢,是用大的大小来做定义.
And if we dig a little deeper, it's not only defined by size, but it's defined by the vessels who go there.
我们看深一点,不但是看的定义,不但是用大小,也是用它的器皿来做定义的.
Now in the large house, praise God, there are some vessels of honor.
感谢神,在这个大户人家里面,有一些是做贵重器皿的.
Hopefully these will be the vessels who minister in the house.
我们盼望这些的器皿是在教会里面服侍的.
These servants of God have kept themselves holy, and they speak the word of God in truth.
这些神的仆人,他们是圣洁的,他们是说真实的话的.
But the house is still lost something.
但是这个家还是已经失去了一些的东西.
Because everybody knows the house as Brother So-and-so's house.
因为现在人就说是某某弟兄的家.
It's known after the pastor or the worker.
或者是某某牧师的家,或者是某某带领人的家.
And something has been robbed.
你知道,有些东西被抢过去了。
It's not God's house.
不是神的家。
The house of Brother So-and-so.
是某某弟兄的家。
Something's been lost.
你知道,失去了一些的东西。
We see a second matter in the definition.
在定义的第二件事。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, we see that the church is the pillar and support of the truth.
提摩太前书说到,神的家是真理的柱石和根基。
Now this has much to say regarding the truth of the gospel.
这里就讲到福音的真理.
But it also has much to say regarding the standard of holy living.
但是也讲到属灵生活的标准.
In the house of the living God.
在神的家里面.
If I could put it this way.
如果我可以这样说的话.
It's like a pillar of fire in that house.
就好像在那里有一根的火柱.
And this light.
这一个光,
exposes darkness.
就显出所有的黑暗,
and this light
这个光,
speaks forth the truth.
就把真理说出来,
there's a testimony in
this. 在这里有一个的见证,
there are standards that are
set.
So when young people grow up in such a house, such a home,
所以在当青年人在这样的家长大的时候,
they understand what's right and what's wrong.
他们就知道什么是对的, 什么是错的,
because the standard is there.
因为在这里有标准.
Now in the large house,
在大户人家,
there's no such standard.
没有这样的标准.
There may be a brother or some brothers and sisters who are living as golden vessels.
可能有一些的弟兄姊妹, 他们活出的是金的,银的器皿.
Their testimony becomes the standard in the church.
他们的见证就成了教会的标准.
But there's also vessels of earthenware and vessels of wood.
但是呢,也有木器和瓦器.
No discipline.
没有受管教的.
You can be anything you want. Just as long as you're a Christian, you've been baptized, you can come. No problem.
只要你是基督徒,你受浸了,你就可以来了. 没有什么的限制.
Young people have a problem.
年轻人就有问题了.
They can go with the young people who love the Lord, or they can go with the young people who love the world.
你可以和爱主的人做朋友,也可以和不爱世界的人做朋友.
The assembly has a problem.
教会也有问题了.
Some of the leaders love the Lord, some of the leaders are worldly.
有些带领的弟兄姊妹们, 他们爱世界, 有些带领的人, 他们是爱主的.
It's a large,
是一个大户的人家.
But the standard's missing.
但是标准失去了.
And so a young person,
所以一个年轻人,
they have to overcome.
他们需要得胜.
They have to flee these days.
他们需要在征战,
to become a useful servant of God.
来做神有用的仆人.
They have to learn the truth before the Lord.
他们需要在主的面前认识真理,
but without the help of the home.
但是缺少了家的帮助.
So the third matter of definition.
第三个的定义,
they live by the mystery of godliness.
神的家是靠着神的奥秘来活的.
Now this verse 16 is not in here as something completely separate from the context of the household of God.
你知道这16节不是与神的家失去了关系的.
When somebody looks at the household of God, they say, we see godliness.
当人看见神的家的时候,他们就说,我们看见敬虔.
It's such a mystery. How can people be godly?
这是何等的奥秘, 人怎么能够成为敬虔的人呢?
This is a testimony of the house.
你看,这就是家的见证。
But how are people godly?
人是怎么样变成建成的呢？
You know the mystery of godliness.
你知道敬虔的奥秘吗？
What is it?
是什么呢？
Christ lives in you.
就是基督活在你的里面。
And the life you live, this godly life, is His life through you.
你现在活出的生命就是属神的生命，乃是基督在你里面活出来。
You know, in the home of God,
你知道在神的家里面，
the leaders don't lead out of themselves, but the Lord.
带领的人，不是带领的人在带领，乃是主在带领。
People don't minister the word out of their brain, but out of the Lord.
传道的人不是讲他们头脑里面的话，乃是说主的话。
The members of the body do many good works, but not themselves. It's the life of the Lord.
肢体做各样的善事，不是按着他的自己，按着他们的自己，乃是借着。
Here is the mystery of godliness.
这里就是敬虔的奥秘。
That God can take sinners and transform them into godliness.
就是神能够把罪人变成一些敬虔的人。
Now in the large house,
在大户人家，
there's a lot of ministry.
有许多的服事，
there's a lot of works.
许多的工作，
there's a lot of planning.
有许多的计划，
committee meetings.
许多的委员，
all kinds of things.
许多的东西。
But a lot of it is just done out of human flesh.
但是许多的事都是人的肉体在工作。
Do you see the parallel with the matter of abiding?
你看见在这里与居住的平行平衡吗？
If a Christian wants to be abiding in Christ in reality, he has to live a life where the cross works on his flesh all the time.
如果一个基督徒他要真的经历活在主里面的话，他就必须要经历十字架在他身上的工作。
Because to abide in Christ means the pruning work will always be going.
因为要住在主里面，就是说到神修理的工作一直的进行。
But a Christian can live carnally.
但是一个基督徒也可以按着肉体而活。
They can live for their own life.
他们可以过自己的生活。
Not much of the cross in their lives.
在他们生命里面没有许多的十字架。
They're not really abiding close to the Lord.
他们不是很轻易的住在主里面。
But they're happy.
但是他们很快乐。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they found out God blesses even his carnal children.
因为他们发现神就是他们属肉体的儿女，神也还是在祝福。
They say, oh, hey, that's a good deal. I can make $1,000,000 and be a Christian.
他就说这实在是一个非常好的交易，我可以赚100万，还可以做一个好的基督徒。
But they lose the preciousness.
但是他们失去了宝贵。
And so in the church life, we see the same thing.
所以在教会的生活里面，我们看见是一样的。
Here's the home of God.
这里有神的家。
Precious.
宝贵，
but it has a standard.
但是有一个标准，
God is there.
神在里面。
And then you have the large house.
然后在这里你有一个大户的人家。
Now they have God's blessing.
他们有神的祝福。
But unless the Lord can deal with them by the work of the cross, they remain carnal as a group.
但是除非神能够借着十字架在他们身上工作，他们还是一般属肉体的人。
Now you know Christianity for the most part has fallen into a large house.
你知道基督教今天大部分已经落到大户人家的光景。
But the Lord's heart is ever yearning for preciousness.
但是主的心一直是在渴慕宝贵。
The recovery of preciousness.
就是宝贵能够得着恢复。
That's his bride.
就是他的心腹。
He's waiting to see his bride.
他在等候要见他的心腹。
He's not interested in our intelligence and in our work.
他对我们的工作，对我们的聪明没有兴趣。
He's looking with his eyes for the bride that has his life operating.
但是神的主的眼目今天在寻找一些的人，是主在他们身上能够工作的。
In the large house, there's great blessing.
在大户人家也有很大的祝福。
Now, especially when people go according to the word of God.
特别是当人遵作主的话而行的。
Now, especially when there's servants who are golden vessels.
特别是在那里有一些仆人，他们是金的器皿。
God blesses.
神祝福我。
But let me tell you a difference.
但让我告诉你有什么的分别。
In the large house, they have blessing because they're built on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
在大户人家，他们能够祝福，得主祝福，因为他们是在主做，因为主，他们是在建造在主这个根基上面。
And the preaching may be the preaching of the word of God.
所传的道就是神的话。
And when they worship, they may be blessed in their worship.
当他们敬拜的时候，他们也蒙祝福。
What's missing?
但是少了什么呢？
Something precious.
一些宝贵的东西。
The cornerstone.
房角石。
They have the foundation of Jesus, but not the cornerstone of Jesus.
他们有基督做根基，但是他们没有基督做房角石。
In the home of God, you have the cornerstone of Jesus.
在神的家里面，我们有基督做房角石。
What does that mean?
意思是什么呢？
It means that Jesus' life in the church assets the conduct of the whole church and all of the stones.
就是说，主耶稣的生命就为所有其他的石头，为整个的教会作为一个标准。
You understand what I mean?
你知道我的意思吗？
Today a cornerstone is largely symbolic.
今天房角石不过是好像一个的象征。
Does this building here have a cornerstone?
这座的房子有没有一块的房角石？
Date on it, the building was made.
有没有写了这个建造的日期呢？
That's largely symbolic.
不过是象征而已。
In the ancient days when they built the house.
在古时的时候，当他们要建造一个房子的时候
they laid in the cornerstone right here in the corner.
他们就先把房角石放下了。
And that set the straight line for the rest of the building that way and this way.
他就这块房角石就决定了这个的房子的角度。
That, it had to be very precise, very costly, very precious.
是要非常的准确的。
You know, if its angle is off a little bit from 90 degrees, you'll end up with a wall going out 2 feet beyond this way.
角度只要差了一点，整座的墙就不对了。
In the home of God, there's the precious cornerstone.
在神的家有宝贵的房角石。
What is that practically?
实际来说是什么呢？
The large house may have the blessing of God.
大户的人家可能有神的祝福。
But the preciousness of God is His enthroned presence.
但是神的宝贵乃是说到当神被让我们让神坐在宝座上，有他的同在。
Let me put it another way.
或者我用另外方法来说
，In His presence, there's blessing.
有主的同在，就有祝福。
In His enthroned presence, there's preciousness.
但是，当我们让主坐宝座的时候，我们就有宝贵的同在。
I know of no church that doesn't say Jesus is our head.
我知道没有一个教会不会说主不是我们的头。
But the group, the assembly that truly wants Jesus to be the head has got a lot of decapitations in store.
但是如果一个教会真的要主做头的话，就要先有许多其他的头要被斩下来。
The only way the Lord can be practical head of the church is for us to know the cross truly working.
要主真的做教会的头，我们必须要认识十字架真正的工作。
This is the preciousness that Paul sees in the home of God.
这就是保罗看见神家的宝贵。
Now when I saw that in the middle of chapter 3,
当我看到第三章中间的这里。
And by the way, could I just say, in Russia, they have this preciousness, though they don't even know.
让我再说，在苏联他们有这个的宝贵，他们自己也不知道。
They're just being led by the Lord because they don't have traditions yet to be led by.
主在带领他们，因为他们甚至连遗传也没有。
When they fellowship together, the Lord is surely there.
当他们一同交通的时候，主的同在在哪里？
Now I pray for them as they get larger. They won't lose the precious.
现在我为他们的祷告，乃是说，当他们人数增多的时候，他们不要失去这个宝贵。
It's a very, very important issue.
这是非常重要的事。
I just wanted to spend the last few moments in 1 Timothy.
让我用最后的几分钟来讲到提摩太前书。
Because we find 1 Timothy immersed in 3 different words that are not popular, even in the large house.
因为我们看见在提摩太前书这里讲到几样的东西，就是在大户人家里面不是非常受欢迎的。
There are 3 words in 1 Timothy that the world hates.
在提摩太前书里面这里讲到几个字是世界所恨恶的。
But even the large house has trouble with these words.
就是大户人家对这几个的字也有难处。
What are these words?
是哪几个字呢？
Number one.
第一。
Nobility.
贵重。
Number two, godliness.
第二，敬虔。
Number three, order.
第三就是次序。
Let's take order first.
我们先来讲次序。
What is First Timothy?
提摩太前书是什么一本书呢？
Paul is saying, how should we conduct ourselves?
这里保罗告诉我们说，我们应当怎么样行？
Everything should be done decently and in order.
每一档次都应该对的，都应该有对的次序。
Chapter 2, the prayer meeting.
第二章讲到祷告聚会。
Don't you know the priorities of prayer meeting?
你知道在祷告聚会里面有什么是先决的事吗？
You don't just pray for somebody who's sick and somebody who needs a job.
你不是为某某弟兄，你不是为着某一个人，因为他生病或者有一些人需要有工作。
First,
第一
pray for government.
是要主来管理。
Priority.
我们需要有先决的事。
It would bring life to our prayer meetings if we understood God's priority.
如果我们认识什么是神的先决的事，我们的祷告聚会就有生命。
I sometimes think if we would pray with burden, the larger kingdom matters.
我常常想，如果我们祷告的时候，我们的负担乃是在更大的事，就是纪念到神的国度。
Even as Jesus said, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness.
就是主耶稣也说，你们要先寻求他的国和他的义。
Then what does he say?
然后他说什么呢？
All the rest will be taken care of.
这些其他的事都要给你。
We spend all our time praying for all the rest.
我们就用所有的时间为着其他的事来祷告。
What if we gave ourselves to praying God's burden for Toronto and for the world?
但是如果我们是为着主对多伦多的负担，主对世界的负担来祷告。
I think God may take care of our aunt's fever.
我想神会把我们的发烧了，我们的病了，这些事都弄得妥当。
And he says, wait, brothers, this is God's house. Don't come to the prayer meeting mad.
有的时候你说这是神的家，所以弟兄姊妹们不要来在教会还是生气的。
When you lift up your hands, do it without wrath or malice.
当你把手举起来的时候，你不要生气，你不要有怀恶意。
Can you imagine us coming to prayer meeting, we just swing in from work, we're all mad about this and that, and we don't like that brother, we can't pray.
我们来到教会的时候，我们刚刚下班，我们的心情还不好，我们对某某弟兄姊妹也不满意，怎么祷告呢？
And then sisters.
姊妹们
，Watch out what you're wearing. Watch out how you submit. It's important in the prayer.
你来到教会里面，你要注意你是怎么样的打扮啊，你怎么样的顺服，非常的重要。
Can we already hear the sisters in the large house going, "Oh, oh."
Should I translate that?
Yeah. The sisters aren't too happy in the large house with that submission.
姊妹们对顺服的事不大的在神的家要顺服的事不大的乐意。
Now listen, you need elders.
我们需要有长老。
But if an elder can't control his own house, he can't control the household.
但是长老如果不能够管理他自己的家，怎么来管理神的家呢？
But we've got leaders called elders who are carnal and they can't even rule their own home.
我们有一些带领的人，他们是被称为长老的，但是他们在自己的家里也管不好。
This is not the conduct in the house of God.
这不应该是在神的家里面的品行。
And deacons the same.
执事也是一样。
And deaconesses the same.
女执事也是一样。
And then charity, how do we give it out?
还有做善事，我们怎么样来做施舍的工作呢？
Orderly.
需要有秩序。
And widows, who are widows?
谁是寡妇？
Godly women.
就是那一些敬虔的妇女。
And how do we treat the elders?
我们怎么样来对待那些年长的呢？
And what's our procedure when there's something wrong we need to come to the elders with?
如果有一些事情不对的，我们怎么样长老们聚在一起呢？
And how do we steward our riches?
我们怎么样来安排我们的金钱呢？
Oh, Timothy, tell the people how precious is the home of God and how you should conduct yourself.
提摩太就告诉他们，叫神的家是何等的宝贵，我们怎么样在神的家里面行。
Disorderliness and rebellion cannot be in the house of God.
在神的家里不应该有缺少秩序，不应该有背叛。
Because the standard of truth rises high.
因为真理的标准应该是被高举的。
Now the second word is nobility.
第二就是贵重。
Now you say, where is that?
你说在哪里？
Well, there's a lot of times that the translation that I have translates a word called good.
有的时候这里的翻译就说到好。
But it's a stronger word than our word good in English.
但是在英文里面有一个字比好更有更重的语气。
As an example in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
就比方说在提摩太前书第三章。
I don't know the Chinese translation.
不知道中文的翻译是怎么样。
But I am happy to see in the NIV they have it translated the right way.
在新的翻译本里面有这样的翻译。
Now those young people here know I'm eating crow because I'm not too high on the NIV.
年轻人就好像知道我一向不太喜欢这个新的翻译本的，但是现在呢，我要谦卑。
But they happen to be right.
但是他们是对的。
Listen to verse chapter 3 verse 1.
我们来看第三章第一节。
It's a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of an overseer, it is a noble work he desires.
第三章第一节，人若想要 的监督的职分就是羡慕善功，就是想讲到尊贵的工作。
This nobility, is that in the Chinese?
Just good.
Just good.
This is something higher than good. It's something with virtue in it.
这里是讲到比好是更好的，因为是有一些非常好的品格在里面。
You know, in the house of God, you find truly noble people.
你知道，在神的家里面，你实在能够找到尊贵的人。
We don't have time to look at all of the nobilities in here, but there must be, I think, 12 or 13 times this word is used.
我们没有时间来看，但是这里最少有12、13次讲到尊贵这个词。
Talks about fighting the noble fight.
这里讲到要打真理尊贵的仗。
It talks about bearing a noble testimony.
这里讲到要有尊贵的见证。
It's talking about preaching noble doctrine.
这里讲到要传尊贵的话。
Our word sound doctrine is used in English, but it's actually the same capital word noble doctrine.
英文有的时候说是讲对的教条，但是原文实在是说尊贵的教条。
Oh, there's nobility throughout these pages.
在这些的这几章里面讲到许多尊贵的事。
There's nothing more noble.
没有一些事是更尊贵
的 than the life in the house of God.
彼此 与神的家来相比。
I tell you, we would get all excited if we found out that your prime minister was going to visit this congregation this morning.
今天早上如果我们的总理要来这里探访我们的时候，我们就会非常的兴奋。
He would come in dressed in nobility.
他穿得非常的尊贵。
We'd all look up, oh, noble guy.
我们就看他是个非常尊贵的人。
Every brother and sister in here is more noble than that.
你知道我们在这里每一位的弟兄姊妹们都比那个更尊贵吗？
If we only lived up to our noble calling.
如果我们是按着我们尊贵的护照来生活的话。
And the third word is godliness.
第三个词就是敬虔。
Godliness is throughout this First Timothy.
在这本书里面充满了敬虔这两个字。
8 times.
八次。
Pursue godliness.
就是我们要追求敬虔
Live by the mystery of godliness.
我们要按着敬虔的奥秘而活
Many Christians don't even know what godliness is.
许多的基督徒甚至不知道什么是敬虔
What's the difference between godliness and nobility?
你知道敬虔和尊贵有什么不同吗
The nobility is the virtue of your outward acts of service.
尊贵乃是在你外面的工作所表现出来的
Your godlinessis the internal integrity of your walk with God.
你的敬虔呢乃是在你里面与神同行所得着的那一个的贞洁。
So where does Paul start with godliness?
你知道保罗在那里开始讲到敬虔呢?
He starts with Timothy the worker.
他先要和提摩太这个做工人的人来做。提摩太
pursue godliness.
你要追求敬虔
Don't just pursue outward things.
不但要追求外面的事
Then he runs that godliness right down through the elders and right through the deacons and right through the deaconesses and right through the widows.
然后他就讲到长老、执事、女执事和寡妇，他们都需要敬虔
In the house of God,
在神的家里
godliness is a means of great gain.
敬虔乃是我们得着益处的方法的途径。
I yearn for the Lord to recover the preciousness of the home of God.
我实在盼望主能够恢复神家的宝贵。
We so easily lose it.
我们那样容易就失去了。
We become outward, we become busy, we become strong.
我们变成非常忙碌的，我们注重的是外表。
We start looking around for vessels we can follow.
我们就找一些器皿我们可以跟随的。
But one last thought.
然后让我和你分享最后一个思想。
God's seminary for training workers is the precious home.
神训练工人的地方就是神宝贵的家。
A young brother or sister who wants to serve the Lord will learn more under that standard of truth in the home of God than he would ever learn at a Bible school.
一位青年的弟兄或者姊妹，他要学来服侍的话，他也在神的家里可以学到比在圣经学院里面不知道要多多少。
I went off to a Bible school to learn how to serve God.
我曾经去过圣经学校来学习来服侍。
I learned doctrines.
我学了许多的教条。
But I didn't have a standard to live by.
但是我没有个标准可以按着来生活的。
Nobody spoke about godliness.
没有人讲到敬虔。
These things I had to learn afterward.
这些事我需要在以后学的。
But a person who goes in isolation to study somewhere.
如果一个人他要跑到远处去学。
And I'm not against the knowledge you can learn at a school.
我不是说你德国一些知识,
but the context of training is the home of God.
但是训练的地方应该是在神的家里面。
But the large house doesn't have such a training place.
但是在大户人家没有这样的地方。
So they export their kids out.
所以他就把他们的孩子们送出去。
Where was Timothy trained?
提摩太是在那里受训练的呢?
Seminary?
是在神学院吗?
No.
不是。
He was saved on Paul's first missionary journey.
他与保罗出去第一次传道。
And not even in a big place.
不是在大的地方。
No Antioch. He was saved living either in Derby or Iconium.
不是在安提亚，可能是在达比，或者是利哥涅。
What do you know about the churches of Derby and Iconium?
你知道在达特比和以哥念有什么的特点吗?
A little gathering of saved people.
你知道是很小的地方有一些得救的人。
But on Paul's second trip,
但是在保罗第二次的传道,
he went through Derby and Iconium.
他又经过了特比和以哥念。
The brother said, have you noticed Timothy?
弟兄们就说你没有注意到提摩太
God has taken hold of this young man's life
神实在是得着这个青年人的生命
And he is a noble servant in Iconium and Derby
他在以哥念和特比就做了尊贵的器皿
Now who raised him up?
是谁兴起了他呢?
Who taught him how to be a noble servant?
谁教导他做一个尊贵的仆人呢?
God
神乃是神
In the living testimony among his people
是在神的子民里面他做活的见证
Now I have to admit Timothy was whisked off to Paul's seminary
我必须承认提摩太被送到保罗的神学院里面
He started carrying Paul's suitcase
他替这个保罗提行李
But he got an education
但是他得了一个非常好的
Walking along with Paul
与保罗同行他受了非常好的教育
But you see A worker's character has to be built in the home of God.
但是你看见一个工人，他的品格必须要是在神的家里面建立的。
This is why it's never a difficult burden for me to come to this youth conference.
这就是为什么我没有任何的难处来到这里的青年的特会。
Because I look for some who've been raised enough in the house of God to have character.
因为我在这里要寻找一些在神的家里长大的，他们有一些的品格。
We need to pray that God will raise them up.
我们必须要祷告神兴起这样的人。This
generation may be the last generations of servants before the Lord comes back.
这个世代可能是在这主回来以前的最后的一个世代。They
have developed some character.
他们已经有一些的德行。May
God raise them up.
但愿主兴起他们。You
know how quickly life goes by.
你知道人的生命很快就过去了。You
get married, you get a job, you get busy.
你结婚了，你有工作，你非常的忙碌。
Unless you fight the noble fight, you stop serving.
除非你打尊贵的仗，你就停止服侍。
But God wants to move in these last days.
但是神在这些末后的日子要工作。
And He's waiting for such young people.
他在等候这样的年轻人。
God's home is precious.
神的家是宝贵的。
It costs Him a lot.
是神付出极大的代价。
It costs us a lot.
也是我们需要出很大的代价。
And it's worth it.
实在是非常值得。
There's no place better to be than the home of God.
没有任何的地方比在神的家里更好。
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked.
我宁愿在神的家里面做看门的，也不愿在坏人的家里生活。
Because a day in His presence is better by far than a thousand elsewhere.
因为在神面前一天就胜似在别处千年。
God loves His home.
神爱他的家。
And He is making a permanent home.
是他永久的家
and he's building you and I into this home.
神今天就把你我要建造在这个家上。May
we be faithful.
让我们在神的面前是忠心。Let's
pray.
那请我们一同祷告。Lord,
you know in our hearts how we long to see your home in reality.
主啊，你知道在我们的心里，我们实在盼望看见你的家在我们中间成为实际。And
we have a deep awareness that your longing is greater than ours.
我们也知道你渴慕这个比我们更渴慕。
Lord, we repent of all of our shallowness.
主啊，我们在你面前，我们悔改，我们是那样的肤浅。
And of accepting standards of the large house.
我们就接受了大户人家的标准。
Lord, we want to live under the pillar and support of the truth.
主啊, 但是我们愿意在真理和柱石的根基里面生活,
where your throne and presence are known every time we visit the home of God.
当我们进到这个家, 我们实在看见主在这里坐在宝座上,
oh Lord, abide in us.
主啊, 住在我们里面,
and enable us to abide in you.
也让我们能够住在你里面,
that you might have your home.
叫你能够得着一个家,
you are the way to that home.
你就是到这个家的道路,
we come and bow before you.
所以我们到你面前俯,
strip away from us all carnality.
主啊, 但愿你除去我们所有的肉体,
we know that that which is precious can be lost.
我们知道宝贵的东西很容易就失去,
but we know that that which is precious can be gained.
我们知道宝贵的东西我们也可以得着,
oh Lord, have mercy upon us.
所以主啊, 怜悯我们,
we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名, 阿们。